Well, we're excited to have Mac Powell coming to Central Ontario. But along with that, as exciting as that is, we get to revisit Jordan St. Cyr. He's going to be opening for Mac Powell. So let's see if Jordan's as excited as we are. Jordan St. Cyr, good morning.
Good morning, man. I am excited. Anytime I get to play a show with Mac Powell, you know, one of the heroes of my upbringing. Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Well, it's been too long since you've been back in our area, and we can't wait to welcome you back because we play Weary Traveler, we play Rescue, and No Matter What right here on Life. And it's always great when the artist can come through because you can kind of give a little background and tell us some stories behind your songs. And well, where are you right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm living in Nashville, Tennessee. We've been here about 3.5 years, my wife and 4 kids, and it was quite the move. You know, it was a little traumatic, right? You know, friends leaving friends, or our kids leaving friends, rather, and, you know, leaving family. But now we just feel settled and, you know, just, you know, really have fallen into the calling that I believe God has on our life. So, yeah, I love it.
Well, speaking of that, you know, when you're a Christian artist, especially, and you're striking out to write songs, tour, and express your ministry that way, there are moments when you think, is this really happening? How did I get here? And yeah. I would say playing with Mac Powell would be a high point, but are there been any more that you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just being a part of this community is really a dream come true. You know, I've had the pleasure of being on the road with so many incredible artists. One of my favorites, We Are Messengers, Casting Crowns, Kane, Crowder, Matt Maher, you know, just, you know, almost everyone, you know, you just kind of get around and you do the thing, and it's been amazing. You know, my first tour in the U.S. here was with Jeremy Camp, and it's because, you know, his booking agency sent me an Instagram message, you know, like, wow. Like just kind of random and weird. I'm like, this has got to be a scam.
Right.
This is, you know, and turned out to be just, you know, they reached out that way, and I'm like, great, let's do it. And so I do pinch myself every now and then. I say it often, the new car smell hasn't worn off. You know, it's just so grateful to be a part of this community.
Well, you know, when you have that call in your life and that deep desire to do this, there's that aspect of it. And you got to find that rewarding to be able to increase the number of people that you can share what God has given you, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, you go through these seasons of, like, you know, asking God for more, you know, or asking God for a certain, you know, outcome. And the thing that I'm, you know, so often reminded of, I feel like the Holy Spirit keeps leading me to this place, is like, why do you do what you do? And at the end of the day, the only thing that satisfies is this desire to make impact, you know, impact in people's lives, impact in my own life, of what the life of Christ has done. And so, yeah, you know, bigger stages or more fans, like, that's cool. But at the end of the day, it's when you know, you're hanging out at the merch table and you meet that one person, you know, that, yeah, you know, your song has been a part of their life and you know, helped, been a soothing balm in their hardest season. I'm like, oh, that's the only thing that really does it these days, you know. And as I get older, I think that's only gonna, you know, grow. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're in that kind of unique position. So you may not open for maybe a different artist. So you get to be back a little bit between before they go on and spend maybe a little more time with people who are affected by your music. Have you had anybody come to you and you're thinking, wow, I never thought that my songs could affect a person like that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the stories are really countless. Okay, so there was this time I was playing in Texas, and this would have been, you know, 3 years into our journey with my little girl, you know, being born with some, you know, some health challenges. And I was able to share that story from stage, and this young couple came up to me, you know, kind of with, you know, this shy smile on their face. And you could tell, like, that their faces were worn because, you know, tears had been coming down. And, you know, they were recently married, and they were having that conversation of, like, are we going to have kids? And, you know, they did all the tests, and it was a high likelihood that their child would be, you know, born with special needs. And so there was a lot of fear around having children. And, you know, as I was able to just express our story and how we have just, you know, we've gone through, you know, the fire, so to speak, with our little girl. But we wouldn't change it for the world, because the blessing and the gifts that have come through that season have been so, like, life-giving. And so they come up to me, they share their story, and they just said, you know what? And guess what? We're not afraid anymore. We're gonna look forward to having our first child. And I was just like, you know, like, again, that's not me. Wow. That's just the Holy Spirit at work. But yeah. He wants us to be a part of the work that he's doing. That's, I think, the call, you know? And it's just... again, I can't believe I get to be a part of people's lives in that way. Mm.
So we can't wait to welcome you back. Jordan St. Cyr on stage with Mac Powell coming up next month. Jordan St. Cyr, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.